Michigan lawmakers are back this week after a two-week break, and Governor Snyder wants them focusing on road funding. Michigan Radio's Lansing reporter Jake Neer is with us now. Tell us what Snyder did today to push his number one priority.
Well, Cindy, he went on a couple of stops in southeast Michigan to highlight the need for roads. The first place they went was this huge pothole on the Lodge service drive. And then he went to do a roundtable with the MDOT director, Kirk Steitel, and some other people who have a vested interest in this issue. And there were also some state lawmakers there. And so he's really trying to kick off this three-week end-of-the-year session, really focusing on roads.
And we know we got the bill through the Michigan Senate that would essentially double the state taxes we pay at the gas pump and send that money to road. Why is this bill running into flack, and from whom?
Well, there's a reason that the governor started his, road promotion tour here in southeast Michigan. And that's because it seems like I'm just sort of getting this picture as of today that southeast Michigan, especially Republicans, but even some Democrats, say that they could not support what came over from the Senate because of the way that the state would distribute the extra money for roads. They say that under the current formula, which was devised, I believe, in 1951, the certain parts of the state don't get the same value out of that than other parts of the state. In southeast Michigan, Macomb, Oakland, and Wayne counties just are, as they say, donor counties in that they pay the taxes, but they don't see all that coming back and helping them with their roads.
House Speaker Jace Bulger is floating another idea, and that has some worry that money could be moved from schools to roads. How would that work?
Well, basically, a lot of Republicans are concerned that there's this perception out there that when you pay taxes at the pump, that money goes to roads. And that is true for the gas tax. But when it comes to the sales tax that you pay on at the pump, which is something that we have here in Michigan that other states don't, that money is mostly going towards schools. So the speaker is sort of saying, hey, how about we repeal that sales tax at the pump and then replace that with a tax that would go strictly to roads so that when you're paying taxes at the pump, all that money is going toward roads. Of course, school groups don't like that because, you have to come up with a way to pay for that. And it doesn't seem like there is a solid solution at this point to do that.
And the window is closing quickly, isn't it?
We only have 9 days left in the legislature's session, maybe 10 if they need that extra day. And, in lame duck, a lot can happen in one day. But we do not have a lot of time to iron out some of these details. And if they can't get enough votes on the gas tax increase, it's going to be really tough for them to get something done.
Michigan Radio's Lansing reporter Jake Neer. As always, thanks so much, Jake.
Thanks, Cindy.